With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A big slowdown in the job market last month. The government reports payrolls grew by a mere 22,000 jobs in August. The unemployment rate ticked up a notch, going from 4.2 to 4.3%.
The August report compares with July's increase of 73,000 jobs. In the wake of last month's report, President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after downward revisions of the prior 2 months raised suspicions about the accuracy of the numbers. President Trump has named former Heritage Foundation fellow E.J. Antoni as a successor, but his appointment awaits Senate confirmation. The current jobs report is released by the acting BLS commissioner. George Williams, Washington.
National Guard troops may stay on the streets of Washington, D.C. through year's end. That's a report from multiple media outlets citing anonymous sources. However, the D.C. Attorney General has filed suit looking to end the troop deployment. It's taken a big bite out of crime. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is developing a strategy to confirm a series of President Trump's nominees in batches over the upcoming weeks.
We've got to figure out how to make sure we've got the votes to move it. And so we've been having those conversations here, and I hope that we get to a spot where we're ready to move. And if things go according to plan, I think we get on that next week.
Thune made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Department of Defense would be renamed the War Department under an executive order expected to be signed today by President Trump, although congressional approval would be required to make it a permanent change. It was the War Department prior to 1949. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 137 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 91 points higher. This is SRN News. A leading university is teaching a course on theft.
The New School in New York City is offering a sociology class called How to Steal at SOC 3109 in the catalog. It is described as, quote, a field-based seminar that will explore the politics, ethics, and aesthetics of theft in a world where accumulation is sacred, dispossession is routine, and the line between private property and the public good is drawn in blood. Students will produce speculative strategies for redistributing wealth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of South Carolina's top lawyers say the law allowing for family leave after the birth of a child should also provide at least 6 weeks of paid time off when a baby is stillborn. South Carolina Attorney General's office says giving birth to a stillborn child is psychologically identical to giving birth to a living child, although far more traumatic. This is SRN News. The federal agency tasked with issuing visas and green cards to immigrants will soon expand its ranks to law enforcement, adding armed officers to root out immigration fraud.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, provided details about the plans Thursday after a federal rule change was finalized under Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. USCIS Director Joseph Edlau said in a statement, quote, "This historic moment will better address immigration crimes, hold those that perpetrate immigration fraud accountable, and act as a force multiplier for DHS and our federal law enforcement partners, including the Joint Terrorism Task Force." Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump has played host to tech executives at the White House, shining a spotlight on AI research and investments. First Lady Melania Trump chairs a new White House AI Education Task Force. She emphasizes both the potential as well as the risks of AI. More details at SRNnews.com.